Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome, 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 guys. I hope you have already found your warm spots in the house, found your warm spots wherever your warm spots can be derived from, because as things stand, I'm telling you guys, I can't even feel my toes. But it's not here. I'm not here about my toes. Neither am I here about, the state of affairs of whether they can feel any warmth or not. We're here for the business and economic zone in order to get us into that warm feeling or that warm discussion to go ahead for the, going ahead in terms of tonight's session. Now, for tonight's session, guys, we're going to be taking a little bit of a slightly lighter look at tonight's discussions. And we're going to be taking a look at some, discussion surrounding, the hospitality statistics for April of 2022, or end of last month. Now, I did the same thing for end of March, that was in last month itself, that being April. And we're going to be taking, as these statistics come up, we're going to be taking each one of them in their own sort of like zone, in their own clusters, in per month, measurements and discussion points for that matter. Now, since this is now April, and the last discussion that we had was based upon March, which factored in that there was an uptick, which also signaled the highest sort of like a tourist or hospitality performance that had been recorded since December. Now, that was between March and December. That was a comparison for that four-month period, because December, it being obviously or encompassing or having within it the notion of the Christmas holidays and a lot of people moving up and down throughout the country, east and west as well. So in that same vein, or in that same discussion, it indicated that March's statistics compared to December's was show that March had performed or outperformed that of December. We're now in April's, taking a look at April's discussion point and what April had delivered up. Now, you remember that for April, there was an Easter weekend and, perhaps here and there also extended almost, past before and after the Easter weekend, those two weeks, indicating also perhaps that people could have had and would have had some time to travel as well as also to participate and also, invest their dollar, their Namibian dollar in one or other hospitality facility or, just one other place that you'll be staying over for a short period. But we've got a interesting discussion that was to look at that specifically, because remember that we are now nearing the winter season. Although we are in May, and this is April statistics, in itself still, winter does signal Namibia's sort of like peak season, tourist peak season. Now, for the upcoming winter season, guys, it is expected to experience perhaps another average increase or an above average increase for COVID-19 infections. These sentiments coming from economic analysts in the country, because, you just have to also look at historical events last year, 2021, as well as then also hitting or starting from mid 2020, where you can see sort of like the spikes in terms of a feared or a, perhaps an anticipated COVID surge once again. Now, as it has also indicated this trend for the past 2 years, however, these specific economic analysts have noted that they doubt anything will be affecting borders, meaning people moving, goods moving, cross-border, between countries. And that's after our government also eased restrictions to allow fully vaccinated foreign nationals to cross our borders without a negative PCR test. Remember, without a negative PCR test, as long as they've been vaccinated or fully vaccinated. However, other restrictions might also be put in place if daily infections are observed and that these observations note increases in those daily infections, which may further or bring about once again the mechanisms that we use in terms of control of movement, for example, the curfews. The last curfew that ended beginning of January or in January. If you guys can remember that, the last curfew ended in Jan, beginning of this year. However, there is a slight sort of like, you know, still here and there.
Kukuruga na yowamba, kukuningisa ozere, nukusespika na mpito domgara mokagura mkisigemeke. Rambangako, uwera o HIV. Ayo, kukupopera, tani kuiruga na maokoko. Tokora sigara, ninkawa kukuruga na yowamba. Mokutura moe hundiro liye yowamba zuma okoko, zimo guanakuma pukuru gomanzi. Tumako WhatsApp kwa numero zoe utantandatu zime, tatwe utantane, mbali ntambali, mbali ntane. Ndidingura kwa Facebook, kwa VMMC Namibia.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter
in terms of the infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first.
For social position to raise a child, what does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom.
And as we get back, guys, now understanding and taking a look at these, you know, tourist numbers or tourist statistics or hospitality statistics. We can't say tourist. It's more, you know, the occupancy rate, because that was the base mechanism or the base attribute that was measured. Not immigration statistics, not how many people came in from which countries, not, you know, how many cars were driving XYZ. Nothing of that, just based upon occupancy rate. Now, in that discussion, we've got, you know, a bit of a little bit of some positive aspect also to indicate that the national occupancy rate for April was at 36.5%, or it was recorded then. And this is in comparison to the 28.6% that March had recorded. Now, remember that March's performance was better than December's. And also that these April statistics also are better than of April 2021. But you've got to take a little step back with April 2021. April 2021 was where we were still trying to navigate through the storm, the storm itself. And that storm, which being the COVID-19 pandemic, didn't give much clear direction in terms of going backwards, forwards, you know, left, right, indicating any changes, you know, much movement. No, it didn't indicate that. Because for the better part of the whole of last year, should we say, we had extensive uses of curfews. Certain aspects where we still had a sort of like a closed border scenario with between us and South Africa, us and Botswana, us and Angola. And mind you, guys, on many previous occasions, the Angolans and the South Africans have been our biggest sort of, visitors to our country. That was just based upon immigration. Angolans and South Africans being our biggest visitors. It's not the Germans from Germany. Not the Namibian Germans. The Germans from Germany. It's not Americans. It's not, you know, French people. It's definitely not Chinese tourists. But this kind of performance does indicate between 28.6% for March and 36.5% for April, it does show an uptick. But it does point to the aspect of people, you know, obviously heating into our peak season. Now, I don't know, guys. I really don't know whether this peak season itself will be truly impactful. I'm saying this still keeping in mind of with regards to the discussions that, you know, even the economic analysts are having or indicating that we've still got to keep in mind regarding when it gets colder with us, there's an uptick, there's an upsurge in infections. Now, obviously, that makes it very difficult for establishments to stay open. Now, for establishments to stay open, that means, you know, they need staff to be there. They need the staff to display a sense of security and safety and healthy living to visitors. And in that notion, or in that same direction, is it, you know, is it still going to be feasible going into this winter season? Is it still going to be, or is it still going to be a sense of, you know, inviting international tourists, even though we still have at the back of our minds, you know, the fear, what if, even though the international scientists are indicating, even the South African guys that keep tracing and tracking the virus and the infection itself, them indicating, you know, things will become milder as we go on. And I'm still keeping that in the back of my mind. And I'm still following Ministry of Health on their Facebook page. Please do, guys. You can follow them there for their updates, daily updates. You can tally it yourself even. But that does bring us to our first caller, and I'm going to bring the caller in right now. Eagle FM, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Yes, how are you? I'm all right, and you?
I'm good. Mm. Sorry, I'm not on the radio. What's the program for today? Is there complaining?
Well, you can factor in a complaint with regards to taking a look at the tourism sector going into our winter season. So I'll just give you a bit of basics, you know. Our colder months does mean it's a peak season for the European season.
Yeah.
But we also have to understand that most of our visitors traditionally come from Angola and South Africa.
Okay, you mean African, not European.
It can be anyone. Remember, it can be anyone.
Okay.
Yeah. So what would you take beyond that? Do you think, you know, COVID might chase our visitors away? Because based upon history, meaning last year and the year before, where we saw spikes in infections, curfews being brought about, people not being allowed to move about. Or do you think we'll be riding a very stormy sea in this regard?
No, it's definitely, it will, it will bring a big effect in our tourism industry.
Mm.
I myself, I'm a tour guide. I'm still down. I'm not even having any tours.
Mm.
So, yeah, definitely. But there's a little bit of different comparing to last year.
Yeah.
So I see the movement is there. But it won't be the same anymore. I think it will never be the same again.
Yeah. No, it won't be. That's the unfortunate thing. It will never be. But I want to get your take on something, man. I've been observing an increase in Russian tourists here. Have you also noticed this, perhaps?
Increase Russian tourists?
Mm, an increase in Russian tourists. Because it's the first time I've seen, you know, like Russian tourists actually walking on our, you know, here up and down Independence looking at... Because most of the European tourists land and they drive out of Windhoek. They go for self-drive tours.
Yes. I also noticed.
Mm.
But usually, the highest population are Germany.
Mm.
I mean, that's how I see Germany, then French.
Mm.
Then, I mean, Italian than the rest of the world. When I mean the rest of the world, include any Europeans. So, but I also noticed that Russian, maybe due to this war, they want to run away a bit. So,
And they might be looking at us.
Maybe we never know when will the Ukraine strike in. So let me go out on the holiday. I might say myself.
That is true. But since you've noticed, you know, there is something, you know, trying to get back up to, in terms of the tourism industry. I want to pick your brain because you're an insider. Do you think the road will be a lot longer? Even if COVID just decides tomorrow, it's stopping, you know, with its own rate of infections, and it just decides to disappear, and life tries to return back to normal. Do you think the recovery rate for the tourism industry in Namibia will take a little bit longer, or perhaps a little quicker?
It will take a little bit. Maybe, let me say, maybe by next year. By this year, I don't think so, because, we'll get, I mean, they'll be different comparing to last year, due to there's no lockdown and so on. So some people don't want maybe to stay there while there's more corona. They think here is better, but I see the numbers rising also more.
Yeah.
So I think they will be a little bit different comparing to last year, which I can already see in the road, and also at the airport. I see quite a lot of them,
That is true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you still want to add something else in terms of that before we hit our next ad break?
No, I just wanted to complain. I don't know. I mean, there's some serious thing we need to do. I mean, in Marietta Hospital there.
Share it with us. Let's hear about it.
I want to know if it's the same in every hospital, but since they are all government, they're supposed to fall under one laws. And what must be done in Marietta must be done in Kahanja, it must be done in Shuarongo. The dentist in Marietal, the dentist quite, it's like he have his own rules, he have his own, time. He can implement what he feels there, because it's very strange. In Kahanja or in Chuarongo, in other town, if you have a problem with a tooth, you just show up. If it's your time, they call you in, then they take it out. But there, you have to book. Sometimes it takes a month. So I ask him, where did you get this? He says what he did is what worked for him. But I told him, we brought two children from school because they can't go to school, and they are complaining. They say, no, I booked them for next month.
Wow.
So I think the Minister of Health, somehow, maybe if you can do a check-up there, I think there's no control there. That's why they feel like I can decide what I want to do.
Can I just ask something? I want to quickly go for us to go on a short break, and then I just want to talk to you off air. Are you willing to just hold on for me?
Yes, I will.
All right, just hold on, please.
Hello, Namibia. Indirapa manate muyuni walelapay. Lelapay onkaro ompu woma futiro no kwethisa ngoka haguningwa pam karo gongodi hokatavuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka go paipindi notaga dhanwa no kutura mombepo ethimbo ojo tunjoka. Otovuru okuninga shike ko lelapay. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo. Tarongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM, nenge ka imba, nenge hoka ka lela pei, nenge utre moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya wedhapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe ginima ya yoroka. Ngashi, omatumaraka gorukozi, omatumaraka gomahio, omatumaraka gomaharero ya mbeko gomavaro, no matumaraka gokwarukehe ngoka wahara utseithere oshiwana ashikesho mo Namibia, okuza owarapo dorandatu ni thiringa itano metumaraka kehe. Lela pei oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko lela pei ko Play Store, nenge ko App Store, eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akaunta e oshari, eto turamo o mauthemba goe. Inda ko kanjato koe ki mariwa, eto turako oshimariwa, to udhitha shoka topurwa uudhithe. Shampa wa mana oku turamo o mauthemba goe, hogora kucha wahara okurungitha ehangano, nenge o vendaini, o Eagle FM, nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe, eto thindimpoka pashangwa send, utume. Shamba watumu etumaraka joe, otari turua ko Eagle FM, imba, lela pay, nenge ko The Villager. Ouna ishwe ompito yokuturako irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inima we ko digital@malaite.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza kukarandisi, tudengera nena kono raketa tuimwe mbari nora ndato ngoi hamano ndatu ndatu nenge kono raketa tuimwe ndatu mbari hetatu 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 ne no nora yeriare. Lela pei imo nena nena tai adhika ko App Store no ko Google Play Store.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
Complementing our existing benefit options, we always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com. NHP, we're about you.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of
expression. This is a live read ad for Irongo Red. We're in an urgent notice of a power outage to Okombahe switching station and the 22 kV reticulation. Notice is hereby given that the electricity supply will be interrupted on the following date, that being 24 May 2022, the time being 8 a.m. up to 5 p.m. Once again, 8 a.m. up to 5 p.m. and that will be on Tuesday next week. The power outage will affect the following supply to the following customers, that being Ozondati, Ohungu Lodge, Okambaha, Omihana MTC Tower. The reason for the outage is for Irongo Red to do maintenance, and Irongo Red regrets any inconvenience which may result from this outage. Now, as we return, guys, from that quick discussion, and, you know, just factoring in the discussion points that we heard just now from the last caller, in terms of just before the extended break we had. Now, we've got to understand that this, all these statistics come from one source, that being the Hospitality Association of Namibia, and economic analysts in the country, you know, they themselves see an uptick in terms of April and March's comparisons, or, you know, rates of occupants or occupancy rates. And this, according to the analysts themselves, is that it's the highest national occupancy rate since the pandemic's outbreak. 2 years back, this has been the highest rate that we've achieved. This is sort of like the third day in terms of where we've, you know, expanded into some good news in this regard, but this is some good stuff. But, it'll be interesting to see what May looks like, because obviously we'll only be seeing May statistics into next month. And year to date, the national occupancy rate averages of 26.5 compared to 21.9 for the same period in 2021. Good. Also good. That means the average has also spiked. Now that shows the improvement in bookings made with nationwide hospitality establishments. Now, we've got to understand that there's also factored into those occupancy rates a portion of Namibian visitors, meaning local support from us internally. Wherever you go, you as a Namibian there. Because local visitors have also been part in terms of visiting these local establishments in order for this period of review. But according to this discussion point, this proportion of Namibian visitors, or this proportion of the overall visitors we're in Namibians feature, this is slightly declined. So while Namibians have sort of like, you know, decided let's not travel as much, it has seen a spike in terms of other you know, other nationalities, peoples from other countries, actually supporting this occupancy rate. Now, 37.7% of the visitors were Namibians during April, compared to the 43% during March. Now, in terms of that, it is viewed that this positive trend in terms of the occupancy rate spiking was carried by the foreign visitors, like I just said. Typically spending more money than the locals at establishments. That is always one of the benefits. Most of the visitors in April came from Germany and Switzerland and Austria. That accounted for a percentage of what? 30%. South Africa was at 8.5%. France at 5.7%. The Benelux region, which is just Belgium, Netherlands, and Luxembourg, at 5.28%. Then followed by the UK and Ireland, both at 2.2% during April. 47% of all the guests came from the greater European continent. In that same sense, this has also been that it was close to the pre-pandemic levels of about 50%. Pre-pandemic levels of about 50%. That means we were like 13% off from the 50% level pre-pandemic. Guys, it indicates, it gives a notion here that Namibia's main source markets seems to be on the recovery. And this is something good to note. However, we also have to factor in the bad side. You know, like the Ennio Morricone movie, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. There is the good, which is these, you know, statistics. There is the bad, which was and still is the pandemic. And then there's the ugly. That being of those establishments that are closed down, unfortunately. Those establishments that had to let go of all their staff. And obviously, the ugly is already there. The bad, we know what it is. The bad is being dealt with. The bad is anticipated, observed, monitored, being mitigated. That's the bad. The good comes from the hard work. Obviously, it is, would be the product of the bad or the work that is being implemented in order for to curb the bad. But the good, nonetheless, is always, always the hard work that has to materialize. Now, the question is, the trend heading into these cold months. And these cold months don't really, you know, for the past 2 years, they haven't brought any good news. They haven't brought any positivity. They haven't, you know, displayed being the friendliest kind of period for the past 2 years. I mean, in 2020, we were still trying to find out what the storm was looking like. And in that same boat, we then sailed or ended up or sort of like got stranded in 2021, where at least things were trying to improve from the tourism revival initiatives. And even there, you know, things were still rocky last year. And being rocky there doesn't always mean, you know, that things will be improving. It just indicates that we're finding our way. Now, with these hospitality statistics, we can break it down even further in terms of what were some of the destinations, some of the hospitality institutions or establishments or sites. So what we've got here is tented camps. We've got bed and breakfasts, hotels, guest farms, tented lodges, and guest houses. And all these guys, for April itself, had pretty healthy, above 10% occupancy rates for April. Guys, above 10%. That's good. So, starting off with the first one, which enjoyed the biggest chunk of most of these, most of these visits, were the tented camps. They recorded the highest occupancy rate in April at 61.3%. Compared to the 28.9% that they had in March. 61.3% compared to 28.9%. Now, they were then followed by the bed and breakfasts, who had 57.5% of occupancy rate. 57.5%, guys. That means at least you had 5 people a day. Let's say you had 10, you've got 10 rooms in your bed and breakfast. And that means that 5 out of the 10 were consistently occupied. Consistently occupied. You would go to 6, but then you would drop down back to 5. So that indicates a pretty good trend. And that is what, most of the world of business and economics is based upon. Seeing trends, seeing sales trends, seeing performances, revenue performances, and so on. And then ultimately it comes in with the policies that then follow and try to guide and regulate. Now, on the flip side of the bed and breakfast, you had the hotels, those that had more than 30 rooms, that enjoyed at least 47.4% of occupancy rate. That means it's similar to the rate of the bed and breakfasts. Even though it's a 10% difference between the two, it still indicates that at some stage, 4 out of 10 or 4 out of the 30 or what? If we had to take, the half is 15 rooms, that will mean that at least 14 or 13 rooms were constantly occupied. Constantly, not consistently, constantly occupied. Doesn't matter which rooms, it just means that they had a constant occupancy rate of at least 14, 15, 14, 13, 14, 15, 14 rooms being occupied. Tented lodges stood at 42.4%. Guest farms had 33.4%. The lodges, 31.6%. And guest houses at 29%. Now, interregional travel also, interregional being the SADC region, the SADC block, by locals over the Easter weekend could also potentially have assisted in the maintenance of these higher occupancy rates across the country. That was the same notion that the market analysts also given at after March's report or after March's performances. Because Easter just fell on the flip, just in that first week. Easter always falls in the first week of April. It is the first weekend, ultimately. And you will always have some leftover bookings always falling into another month. It is just how sales statistics works. Sales statistics usually also follows specific parameters within, accounting. Because in accountancy, like I've always been educated by former colleagues in finance departments, they would always say their month for previous month, let's say May's month, would end on either the 15th or the 5th. No, never the 15th. They don't go a whole 15 days in. It's either the 5th or the 6th or the 7th of June, of the new month. You always end the first 7 days into the new month is where you close off your previous month. And so that's how the system rolls over. Because those 5 or 7 days are given in terms of sorting out any administrative elements. Remember, transactions, according to auditors and also your bank, if you're now a business person, for those of you guys who know this, usually are enclosed in per month processing or per month batch processing. And I know I'm using a little bit of tech discussions, but that is how the system of accounting is always set up. you break things down in terms of time, because time is our main indication with regards to any activities. So you've got the time limit, you've got, and then you measure anything within that time limit. So if it's about sales performance and revenue will be enclosed. The same also for expenses will be enclosed within that same period. Money coming in, money going out. Just make sure that all the paperwork is always up to date, meaning receipts are in order on this side and that invoices are in order on that side. Now, based upon this, guys, you can also factor in, just like I indicated here in the discussion, is that the statistics could also be...
Paratus Mobile LTE. Everything you want, whenever you want it. Start uploading, downloading, liking, and sharing all your experiences with the world. Starting from 100 Namibian dollars per month, including VAT for prepaid, or 345 Namibian dollars per month, excluding VAT for postpaid. Get online with high-speed internet the way you want it. Visit na.paratus.africa for more information. Always
to our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Now, we come back, and, I saw the phone line was flashing, so I, just an invite to the caller that was talking. There we go. Eagle FM, good evening.
Bill Dwight.
Yes, how are you doing?
Long time.
Yeah, you sound a bit off, man. What happened?
Huh?
You sound a bit off. What happened?
Yeah,
ek is moeg. Ons is moeg. Moenie worry nie. Maar deel met ons.
Yeah. Mm. Guys, you say now your topic is around the discussion of tourism, how if our business can boom up or a little bit. You see, like what I see do it, ne? I think our business will not go up, especially we must just pray that the COVID-19 cases must not continue to be surging.
Yeah.
Because the more they are increasing, the more they are listening, because all the countries are going to tighten the people not to travel.
Yeah.
And I think we could have learned the lesson as a country, and I don't know how we learn a big lesson. Because in a situation like how our country is, things are looking like they are not going to work out for us. But as a country, people, we can learn. I think it's our time, like our local government and our institution maybe start paying nice so that we can have our own tourists within the country.
Yeah.
So that Dwight can be able to travel, maybe if Dwight put in a holiday, he can travel to Lundu, or Angwena, or Chicago, Kavango, Ludret, and what? You understand? So that he can take up that space that can be left by tourists that can be mitigated due to COVID-19.
And that's the thing.
Yes.
That's the thing. We must have local demand.
Yeah, exactly. But I think now, Dwight, the question I always want to ask, because I see those like majority of, I remember like this, we did a lot of Kalnay. You know, most what's a Kalnay is a camel. When a fallen ship is coming with the freight and they are sitting in the car. So the car is coming with the vessel. Now, a lot of fallen are just coming from France, like what I've seen You don't do a little bit of the Germans. But now the other question that I want to ask is that why it's so rare to see a Namibian person sipping a car going to be going to tour another country? Why? Why is it not happening?
And that's the thing.
What is that we are not doing right?
And that is the consumption. That's the consumption. What do they call it? The missing link.
Yes.
It's the major missing link.
Yes.
And that even links into your question of, even with the Africa Free Trade Movement thing. I mean,
yes.
We just have to look at South Africa. South Africa is a highly xenophobic society. So
exactly. They
have something already against other Africans, but not people from other parts of the world.
Yes.
How does that even impact social, social interactions? If you and I had to do a basic research in terms of, or just a basic survey, asking any other Namibian on the street that has a salary, that can maybe under current certain circumstances afford, a mainliner ticket, just on a bus or any bus that goes,
can
go to Vic Falls, and we will ask him, do you want to go to Vic Falls, or do you want to take the same bus and go to Cape Town?
Yes.
And their budget is just 5,000.
Yes.
Just to spend a weekend in either of the two destinations.
Yes.
I bet you most Namibians will say, I want to go to Cape Town. But here's what most Namibians don't know. You will actually have more fun at Vic Falls than in Cape Town.
Yes. You see, I think the question that I'm asking is that do other people from other countries, let me say what I see. I'm speaking what I see. Majority of the tourists that are coming to Namibia, like what I've seen from Valves Bay, is a point of entry where they will clear their car out of the vessel. Majority of what I see is French and the German.
Yeah.
Do those people in those countries be paid money as part of their package, as part of their pay, as part of their salary for razor time for traveling? Or is there a secret about their tourism? You understand?
Yeah.
Because we are having this scenario of sometimes I ask this question, Dwight. Look, it's only Namibia, it's only us Namibian who don't follow cargos that are coming from our country. If you see in Windhoek, you have and even in Walvis Bay, you have a lot of Chinese who's doing creoles most for import and export. You understand? But why Namibians are not following uranium to China and go create?
Yeah.
You see, we have a lot of Zimbabweans who come here to create because they were chased away at Tanzania. Now, Dar es Salaam will Magufuli become a president. In South Africa, they moved also because of xenophobia. Now they are in Walvis Bay here. They are following cargos that are exported by their brother in diaspora, so that they create and it must go to Zimbabwe. Why as Namibian we are not doing this? Why we don't follow cargos? So these are the questions that you need to work yourself. And the other thing that I always want us to ask, sometimes I want you to bring us this topic in your economic issues like this. Why Oangwena is having a quiffer, but it's the most region that people are suffering from lack of water.
Is it almost a sanitation question, or is it more based on the agriculture?
Yes, we speak of Skango a few last time, that I'm saying.
Sanitation Skango issue.
Is making a lot of money, but there's no aboriginal facility. But Oangwena is on top of a quiffer. You understand? Now, Kavango supposed to be a breadbasket of Namibia, but it's the most impoverished region. You understand?
Actually, the two Kavangos, the two Kavangos must not.
Yes, the Kavango East and Kavango West. So what is that we are not doing right? And until when? It's like what you say. You say South African and Angolan, they are the most people that are visiting Namibia. Until when are we just have this dependency syndromes? If the French and the Germans and the European, they are not French in our country, we are calling. And these are people that are coming from a developed country where there is no corruption. You understand? And their people are even just traveling the world and making new discoveries. How can we even discover what is that people are using for our uranium in China?
Mm.
What is that people are using for our wood in China if we don't have even people who trap? Because I think there is a secret about these people trap. Because you see, mines and all these things that are being discovered in Africa, it's being discovered by people who are tooling. You understand?
Yeah. Have you ever seen tourists, especially these European tourists, if it's just like four guys walking down Independence or walking down there in the main street of Walvis? You're almost from Walvis, right?
Yeah.
So there where the city center, or the, let's call it the city center of Walvis, they walk down there. And you just see it's four European guys. There are no women with them, no children with them. But it's four men. They're just walking about. Just usually they come there to see what the opportunity looks like on the ground.
Exactly, because the other question that I want to ask you is like this: look, how do the Chinese discover the swag of uranium? You see,
yeah.
How do people discover who Losing was a United? It's a United States or European company or Europe?
What was you, Ross? I can't remember if. Who was Rio Tinto? Who was Rio Tinto?
The French. So the French discovered how. Okay, because you see, it's only through to, if you see where is swag of uranium.
Yeah.
Swag of uranium is. Have you ever been there?
Mm.
It's a very, very nice place. If you go to swag of uranium, it's like you are. When even in Valves Bay, swag of is hot.
Yeah.
And swag of uranium is a bit deep in the desert, but there is always moderate, nice wind.
Yeah.
You understand? So now you ask yourself, how do people discover the swag of uranium?
Mm.
It was discovered through tooling. You understand?
Exactly. The same also for the other two ones. What's a Langreinrich and Rosing?
Langreinrich, Alev, all those mines. You understand?
Yeah.
How do you want to tell me, how do the Chinese discover these stones that they are exporting for busy stone that they are cutting? It's through tooling.
Mm.
People come here, stories. Do you want to tell me, but now people are saying apparently they are using this saturate in Swakop, between Swakop and Hendrix Bay, apparently to check where now should they go in Namibia.
Are you talking about the aerospace one, the one that they used last year or in 2020 to follow the astronauts?
Yes.
Yeah,
the one between Swakop and Hendrix Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's what China expects. Yes, you understand?
Yeah.
So, and if you check, those people are working shift, like the other people are working like 6 months and the other one go back in 6 months. But as we only have, the only people who was there, we only have one person from the Namibian Navy and the left are cleaner. Now,
you're breaking my heart, man.
I created this group of those people from the port.
Yeah.
I know them in and out. I was asking them questions. Even the food they are eating, they are not eating Namibian food.
Mm.
They are eating Chinese food. They are eating with sticks. Everything there is Chinese brand.
Mm.
We only have one person from the Namibian Navy. The rest are cleaner, but maybe 70 Chinese.
Mm.
Because they are working shift. 6 months is one shift. 6 months is one shift.
Yeah.
And this is the same thing we are also asking in the mind. If swag of uranium is a mine in Namibia, why should, again, it must get a Chinese subcontractor?
Mm.
You see, it's these things like. That's why sometimes we want to talk and sometimes we say, maybe these things are being done in national, or the people really didn't see it, or they see it and we don't care, or when are we going? Because it's like, sometimes I say, if, like, the government see, okay, we have green hydrogen.
Mm.
That's now being planned to be incorporated maybe in 2035. Yeah?
Mm.
Why are we not sending young people to school now to study? Do it.
That's the other question. That's the discussion I actually had. Was it Tuesday or Monday?
Yeah, you see.
Yeah.
Now we wait until this project come and the people are telling us, No, expect you know nothing. You know not English.
Mm.
You know English, but you know nothing. You understand?
Mm.
Why are we not planning in advance?
Why are we not? Because my major concern is, if vacancies are going to be placed,
mm.
is UNAM, NUS, and IUM going to be able to supply graduates? Are they going to be supplying the skills? Because that's also a different kind of engineer. That's not an electrician. That's not a VTC person. That's an engineer that has to come from those institutions. Do they have those skills?
The other thing, and the other thing also the way that also what I was questioning is, you see this camera between Swakop and Arandes, they built them as a station there.
Just hold on for me. We quickly go into a short ad, and then we have to end after that. Just hold on.
Okay.
So, jy het gedoen. Jy het jou laat besny.
Yep.
Dit was baie dapper. Was dit nie vrek seer nie?
Dit was net so effen seer, maar dit is die moeite werd om myself teen seksueel oordraagbare infeksies te beskerm. En dit is soveel makliker om skoon te hou.
Wel, as jy dit so stel, dan moet ek dit dalk ook laat doen.
Bra, dit is die regte ding om te doen. Man Up, kry 'n besnyding. Om 'n gratis besnyding te bespreek of om meer uit te vind, stuur 'n WhatsApp boodskap na 081-309-2729 of besoek ons Facebookblad by VMMC Namibia.
You have like 20 seconds still before we end off.
Oh, okay, you see the camera satellite between also Swago Benenis Bay. They also breed something like there now. Between Swakop and Arandes. I went there to check. I see majority of the Imbro is there. It's still the Chinese. Now I'm asking, it is a transfer of skill. Do we really have a problem of sending people to come and maintain this camel? That's the thing that we ask. Why before we set up a project of those magnets in our country, why are we not sending young people to school? You understand? We can be able to plan ahead on those things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But we have to end there for tonight. But thanks again for coming through.
Okay, great, man.
No problem. Enjoy the weekend, this cold weekend.
Same to you. I have always been nice.
Nah. Exactly.
Tomorrow we are having toy.
Exactly. Good one, and enjoy it, right?
Yeah.
Now, as we end off there, the matriarch has made her appearance. She's entered. She's smiling oddly. Kindly take the remote, Hello.
Good evening, Dwight. How are you doing?
Why are we sounding now so mellow? So mellow.
I'm always mellow.
Well, yeah,
good
I'm
going
to sound like one of the guys I follow on YouTube.
Ugh.
Hollywood Bob. He goes like, rated R for fun.
Absolutely. Exactly. Emotional damage.
Exactly. Yes. No, emotional damage has to be done like this. Emotional damage.
Wah, wah, wah.
Exactly. Follow Uncle Roger.
No, follow the matriarch on. Follow the matriarch on Instagram at Liz_official and on Facebook Liz_official.
Official.
Absolutely. I'm working on changing the name, but you know I'm attached. So
yeah.
Yeah, I can't be Liz forever, guys. I have to grow up now and be a big girl and be a matriarch. But it's difficult to let it go, you know?
Yeah.
I might just be Liz Matriarch or something. I don't know.
Or the matriarch.com.na, Liz.com.na.
Dwight, what were you talking about tonight?
You
forgot.
Yeah.
Ha!
Fun stuff.
You are not serious.
Well, we were looking at some occupancy rates, meaning people that were occupying tourist establishments, meaning the rooms.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean it's based upon immigration numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an uptick between April and March.
Okay. We're picking up.
Pointing to some positivity.
Yeah. We're picking up.
But if you like horror stories and you watch the Facebook page of, what's his name? Of the Ministry of Health.
Uh-huh.
Well.
Okay. My friend is coming down from Germany today.
Okay.
Yeah. They're supposed to be landing tomorrow. And those are the things that we are doing for the weekend.
What's landing?
How do Not you even landing. Like, colonial stuff. I have to, like, you know he's German. So I have to show him, like, What, I have to show him Hitler.
You have to take him on a genocide trip.
Or yeah.
Good just, stuff.
Like, yeah, like my idea of fun is white guilt.
Well, that you have to see if he's going to be guilty, of course.
Oh, no. They all are. They all feel guilty. They all feel guilty for Hitler's activities.
No, but it wasn't Hitler here then. It was Otto von Bismarck.
Yes.
And Kaiser
But I'll say Hitler so many times and they are not even used to the name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know because...
And Kurt von Francois.
Supposedly, the talks, you know, one of the German friends...
I'll even ask, when are you guys giving our money? You know, like...
And that money is not even... That money is not even...
It's our money.
Satisfactory even.
Yeah, it's not.
It's,
you know,
it's not ideal
for my people.
Yeah.
Hey, this is the one time in my life that I'm happy to have like a Herero surname. I'm like, yes, sour are things.
Are you part Herero?
I'm a Herero. It's a hoop man.
You know, guys, I usually don't go in stereotypes because I hate stereotypes. But this woman sitting opposite of me has not been acting a
Herero.
Herero.
Well, shit. Yeah. When do you want to do that? Boy, you are sitting on that chair and you are thinking you that what do it? No man,
you know.
No, we can all bring the Herero side out.
Yeah, I've also got part Herero in me, but I don't.
Wow. That. Yeah, that's exactly how we start claiming for things before the money comes.
Hey,
no,
I can prove it.
Better than your surname.
No, my surname is a Nama surname.
Oh, okay, then it's our money. Like, why are we arguing? It's our money. It's the numbers and the heroes. Our dough. It's a whole warp, man.
You're the one who's here looking for labels.
No, but you're like, we've already always gone with the narrative of Shirumbu Motsadi.
Yeah, I can't do anything, man. If I've just, you know, landed on the bleacher side of life.
On the other side.
I have to stop now before you kidnap me, please.
Of course, because it looks like you want to be kidnapped.
Hell.
It looks like it. It's Friday. What are you going to be doing?
Sitting out there, warming up my toes.
Really? Did you heat it? Like, did you heat up the heater?
Who wants to put on this heater?
I do. Put it on for me now or else.
Or else what?
You don't know.
What will happen? Must I pay the reparations? No.
Dwight, you found me on a good day.
I'm that kind of guy.
Oh, today you found me on a good day. I think it's because I've got my afro out, so I'm on that queen stuff.
I like that. It's not actually an afro. You're lying here.
It's an afro.
No.
Oh, what is an afro?
Well, the power.
What do you call this?
Power of the, I don't know. That's just
what?
A hairstyle.
What is a hairstyle? It's my own hair. It's my own natural hair.
Yeah, it's your hair.
Yeah, that's coiled up because, you know, I've
which
got
is
like...
a hairstyle.
No, but it's an afro, man.
No.
It's an afro.
That's not how I see an afro.
It's because you don't have this. You wouldn't know. It's not from your house.
I have to stop. This woman is not going to stop with me. But on that note, please stay tuned for the Matriarch. Matriarch.
See you soon, guys. Play Lela Pay. They must get onto that Lela Pay life.
Yeah, please get onto
now,
the Lela.
Now we can't even read dope messages because they are not sending their dope messages because they didn't even register for their Lela Pay account.
Jealousy
Ernstig, man. Hold up, man. Me, I don't want to be chilling with losers.
I was about to say bye.
No, man. No, they must change, man. Me, I don't want to be like, I don't want to be chilling with people that don't want to keep up with current times. It's so easy, basically.
So I can go home now.
No, it is you are fine because you have Lela Pay, Maracheka, Dwight. Look at it like this, right? This is it. All you have to do is go onto your Play Store and then you find Lela Pay. It's one word, right? Mm-hmm. Then you download it. When you download it, right? Mm. Then you basically register and then they send you an email, like a confirmation email, which it's you for real, right? Yeah. And then you find you find your wallet. When you find your wallet, then you can start now bombarding me with the messages. You can even decide what I'm talking about. I'll let you guys dictate me for a month.
That sounds
wrong. I'll let you guys. You know that I'm the creme de la creme of all dictatorships. I am the dictator here. Even right now, this is a dictatorship situation with Dwight. But anyways, then I'll even let you guys dictate me for the whole month, Kucha. You guys are just picking.
Do it.
What I'm talking about. And even if somebody, like, They are classified ads, there are messages, there's so much. People are just being whack. Yeah.
Do it, guys.
Who wants to be chilling with losers?
She supposedly has an afro here.
Yeah, I've got my crown out and today is to pump. It's to pump.
Look, so, I'm stopping.
So you know what you should do? Like the crossover, play Lelape. Maybe they'll get the hang of it and then maybe they can come through and ask me a few questions, you know?
Should we do the English one?
Do the English one.
Okay.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lelape. Lelape is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lelape? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lelape app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lelape app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message. Type it out and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lelape, or the Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital at omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lelape. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.